Catherine, what's the number between 49 and 51?
49 and a half?
Wrong, it's 50,
Yeah,
episode 50.
yeah.
Yeah. My fiance is laughing at me because she's like, wow, I'm going to marry this piece of shit. We are on episode 50. Air horns, party noises everywhere. Insert that song.
Wow.
Oh,
I really wish we had a soundboard. I really wish we had a soundboard.
We need to get that. That's going to be like, our next investment. Sponsors, sponsor us so we can get a
soundboard. Sponsors. Imagine Blue Apron just handed us a fucking soundboard.
I still think White Claw should sponsor us.
Oh, shit. Speaking of, let me get this. Get the fucking party started. Yeah.
Very nice.
So Catherine, Catherine has big bro vibes with like the Budweiser.
Ayo.
Red Budweiser, the backwards cap.
I just hit my mic.
Yeah. Big bro vibes all around this podcast. I want to start it off with some hard hitting headline. You ready?
Let's hear it.
Alex Jones told his neighbors and globalists, "I'll eat your ass," and that's it. It's like my favorite headline so far. I have some great news. Oh, terrible news! I'm sure you heard this. So a big update, a Britney update. She burned down her gym.
Yep.
Did you hear about this?
Yes, you told me about this. You sent me the article.
My fiance just gave me a very confused look. She's like, "What?" Yeah, so she burned down her gym. Most of it is still intact, but she only owns two pieces of equipment. And she said, "I had two candles, and yeah, one thing led to another, and I burned it down." And then she goes on to work out still with her two pieces of equipment. And I was like, holy fucking shit. And she just goes on like it's nothing. Like nothing happened. And I'm just like, if that's not Britney, you know.
What is?
I'm sure her. What is
but
Britney?
But it's just I'm another sure instance of Britney being a relatable queen.
Relatable vibes all around from Britney Spears. I'm sure we've all attempted to burn down her gym or have accidentally. We've all been there.
We've all been there. You ever just get tired of working out and be like, you know?
Instead of me feeling the burn, I think I should burn it down. Terrible news for...
What do you mean that's not what you meant by burning calories?
great joke, Catherine. You win. The podcast is over now. You win.
Thank you. I do my best.
Terrible news for Catherine. Dixie Chicks, Nick's imminent album release, postpone indefinitely. Womp womp womp.
This is terrible news for everyone, not just me. I'm going to play very sad emotional music here because I'm very upset. This has ruined my year.
So they're postponing it because Rona. If Rona's around, you can't buy the new album. So I know
that damn Rona.
Oh my
Rona.
God.
Happy anniversary.
Was this planned?
You scared me.
Good one. Let's see, another piece of news. Eddie Van Halen once put a gun to Fred Durst's head. Limp Bizkit himself.
Wait, what?
According to a new book, Eddie Van Halen put a gun to your boy, Freddie Durst. He put a gun to his head, apparently.
It's been a wild week in it's been a wild couple weeks in 2000s news. Lots happening.
So that happened years ago apparently. Mm-hmm. And I do want to note that Van Halen is the fucking worst. Yes. And at me if you feel any different. They fucking suck and he sucks. And that band sucks.
Some hot takes.
It's not even a hot take, dude. I think some people can agree with me. They fucking suck dick. They're not good. So what is annoying Catherine on this 50th episode?
That is a very loaded question.
Your eyes widened open.
I Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to go with, this is going to sound really bad, but I'm going to go with masks. Oh. Because as it turns out, wearing a mask for 8 hours straight is extremely claustrophobic. I've never felt so suffocated in my life. So that's what's annoying me today, among many other things that I'm not going to talk about. Because I don't want to get fired.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. We've definitely talked about it off off camera.
And I will be happy to tell you more later.
Oh, I can't. You guys have no idea how fucking excited I am to hear that shit. I love work tea. It's the best
Got so much of it.
Do you think your coworkers listen to this shit?
No, they don't know I have this, and I'm happy to keep it that way. Actually, that's a lie. That is a lie. One of them does follow me on Instagram, so after I post this story of us doing our 50 cheers, she will know. I trust her, though.
Is she older or younger? Is she your age?
She's older.
Oh, okay, that's fair. That's fair. Awesome. Great. Are you ready to get this 50th episode popping?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm going to add some popping champagne bottle sounds here.
For the 50th time for the people around the world in Cherokee, somewhere in New Mexico, our biggest fans, let's fucking talk about the 2000s.
Love it.
As I said,
what a segue. What a special segue that you just gave us there.
The energy is high.
So
today,
high.
We are.
I'm pumped.
Dude, I'm high as shit. I'm high as shit.
I need a shotgun of beer
how red
right
you
now.
Are. You are getting redneck red right now.
Shut up.
It is just increasing.
It's the lighting.
She's in neon colors. So today, we are. Don't put your finger
I'll
at
do
me.
Do what I want.
So we are.
I'll do what I want.
We are talking about 2000 summer jams. Air horns. Summer jams. So what makes a summer jam, Catherine? What really like feels like a summer jam? Like this is the jam, windows down, blasting music.
It's
sunny day.
Yeah, it's gotta be a bop, you know? Like sad music, you can listen to sad music in the summer, but it's not summer music, you know?
Night summer jams.
Night summer jams. But that's different. That's like a vibe. You know?
Vibe.
Yeah, like you can vibe during the summer, and there is a vibe for that. But like, you know, there's a time and a place. So there are a few different kinds of summer hits because you got your slower slower jams, but it's got to be a song that slaps either way. You know,
Love it.
Summer has a higher standard.
Perfect. Yes,
all the best hits are summer hits, and it's for a reason.
Yeah, I think that is. I think we can all agree with that. That the best hits are summer hits. That's why we made this summer jam playlist, which will be available on our page. This is a public playlist that is now free for you because we didn't make any of this music, so we could just put it out there. For
I
the
hope
people.
Y'all use Spotify just... and not Apple Music because you're on your own there.
Yeah, dude. Fuck it, you know, just let it happen. And so it is now on Spotify for you to listen to Jam Out since summer is around the corner. It's going to be 74 degrees tomorrow here, and you're already in the south, so it's already warm.
It's been around, you know, so it's been around mid-70s, 80.
Sun's out, guns out.
You know what I mean?
As I flex. All right, so here's how today's going to go. I'm going to start off with this song. And from here on out, it's just all shuffle, and I don't know what's coming up next. This playlist is about 23 hours long.
Yeah, it is long. This can keep you busy for a while. It'll last you all summer.
Oh, yeah. So this would be our longest episode ever.
Oh, my God. You're going to sit here as we listen to every single song.
We may as well just have a radio show at this
Honestly,
fucking point.
Honestly, why don't we get... No one listens.
Not even radio, but like... Satellite radio.
Oh,
that'd be sick.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Have Kanye yell at me. It's like, houseway.
Do you think NPR would hire us?
No, not in the least bit, because people that are like educated and informed and we're just a bunch of idiots that want to talk about Britney Spears and low-rise jeans.
I almost
jeans.
Laughed at someone today because they were like, they asked someone, they're like, can you put your mask over your nose? And they're like, yeah, yeah, sorry. And she's like, yeah, I was listening to NPR. They were talking about it this morning. And I'm like, yep, of course.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone says that in a conversation, I sometimes
it
don't
pay
attention.
It feels less like I learned this on NPR and more like, by the way, I listen to NPR. Like, that's, NPR is the kind of thing where it's like, everyone listens to NPR, but, like, don't talk about listening to NPR.
Yeah, because you don't know if the person you know is, like, a hardcore right-winger.
Yeah, right?
You know? You're just like, yeah, so I was like, NPR, I listen, I watch Breitbart. Okay, so, are you ready for the first song, Catherine?
Hit me. Hit me.
I don't know. All right. That is Lean Back by Fat Joe.
You gotta. Which we've talked about this song in this podcast before.
Yes. I'm really positive we have. So I'm 100% sure this song came out in the fall, but this is an all-year summer jam.
Oh, yeah.
An all-year jam.
A song can be released at a different time of year, but still be a summer jam, you know? Like, it's a song you listen
someone has
to
said
in
that,
the summer.
Someone had said this is the national anthem for the Bronx. This is such a fucking, everyone was leaning back when this fucking song came on. Homeroom, 7th grade, I want to say, or 6th grade, this fucking song came on. Like, the video just came out, and Fat Joe is like in a big, big half leather jacket just doing this in the street with like a bunch of dudes behind him. This shit is just like, you just do that shit. Have you seen a video of Jennifer Lopez during her 50th birthday? And they have him there, and like they're playing the song. She's like reciting the lyrics hard as shit.
I love that.
It's a fucking great video.
I need to see
that shit is just like energy. She's just screaming and shit with like A-Rod. He's like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's my wife. That's my wife right there. All right. Lean Back. Classic. I promise people listening to this will just feel the triggering sense when
I
play
this. And the dance. And I feel like a lot of dance songs are also summer songs. You know what I mean?
It's not even a dance. Not even a dance. Oh, yeah. All dance songs are summer songs.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, like, with this, like, you just lean back. You know, you're just, like, chilling in a chair.
That's the kind of dance that I'm capable of doing. Like, oh, yeah, I can lean back. I can
lean back. Even, I mean, like, even whites can do it.
Exactly. That's why I can do it.
It's a song for all
people. The TikTok dance is too much for me. Too complicated.
Oh, this is a classic.
I wish that everyone could see us vibing so hard to all of these.
The hairs on my neck are
so good,
pointing up. Superstar by Lupe Fiasco. This album is undoubtedly one of the classics. It is almost a perfect album, in my opinion, and I'll fight anybody who says otherwise.
Yeah, you're right.
But this song is beautiful. Excuse me. I love this. I love this album. I love this song. It's a classic. Let's see. I'm not even gonna go on here. I have to go on shuffle. I can't just jump into this one song. All right. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah,
this is great for our next episode. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Do you feel your
your
eyeliner? Oh my god, it's coming back.
I can see the fringes, you know,
the fringe. My checkered wristbands.
So excited.
There's someone right now crying to this.
Yeah.
Someone is still crying.
And it's Hannah. If it's you grew Hannah. Up, Hannah's crying to this.
It's Hannah. It's Hannah. Hannah's crying to this shit. You know they're still making music?
I did not know that. But yeah. is it good though? Are they a Ting Tings?
I don't know.
You know?
It's hard to be emo when you're 40.
It's true. And it's just sad.
At that point, it's just pure depression. Yeah, yeah. It's just pure depression. So it's, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, Ohio is for lovers, Hawthorne Heights. I put a lot of Hawthorne Heights on here.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You love Hawthorne Heights.
They're huge songs. It's a fucking great band, dude. It's fucking great. Yeah, classic. This maybe spring, but it just reminds me of seventh grade. You know, I had longer hair.
And a MySpace.
This song had a MySpace. This was on everyone's MySpace playlist when you hopped onto your friends. It was either that or like AFI. That was like the first two songs on their little tiny player that was under your name. You could move it around. And huge. Oh, we have to talk about MySpace.
Honestly, I think really what's missing from social media now is the ability to publicly rank my friends. You know?
Oh, yeah. 100.
I've been thinking, the more I just really want a MySpace. Like, I want to bring MySpace. I want the themes. I want to be able to play music. I want to go full unhinged.
MySpace now is more music. They switched up their whole branding. It was more music. And so now their whole thing is like My, and then they left a space in like their logo.
Who's trying to bring MySpace back?
I want when it says new message, new friend request. Yeah. I want those notifications. Those notifications gave me an erection. It's just like I was just complete. It was like, yes. That
so much.
Yes. It's terrible. All right, next song. Ah, yes. Yeah.
And you know from all of these, you know? Second that hits.
What early 2000s rom-com is opening with this fucking song?
Like, this is a great summer song. Like, yeah, it's warm out. I'm bopping.
And you're blonde.
Like, you could go anywhere without hearing this on the radio.
Or in a mall. Amazing. Yeah. Sheryl Crow, Soak Up the Sun, mm-hmm. Need I Say
it's
More?
It's about the sun, you know, sunny weather. It's cheery, it's fun.
And
it's
we
a
soak
bop,
it up.
Perfect summer jam. Cue the Lady Gaga sound bit.
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not ever been done before.
So, this song is for every girl that had one friend mm-hmm. and wanted to kiss that friend.
This is for, like, every girl going through, like, this is for, like, every bisexual girl going through, like, a gay crisis. Like, it's
identity,
for them.
Big identity
like,
crisis.
It's not, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a good anthem because, you know, I do.
Does she even play this song anymore?
I don't think so. Because, I have some feelings on it. But, like, especially for that time. An anthem for every bi girl going through a gay crisis.
Anthem.
Yes, for the time.
Because everyone thought it was cute to be bi as like a trend.
Right.
As like a
and
trend.
That's the bad part, is that it made it like a trend. Right. But, yeah. You know.
A trend that it was just a light switch.
Every time I think of Cherry Chapstick, though, I just like get mad flashbacks to this song, and I'm like, kissed a girl with Cherry Chapstick.
You know, Cherry Chapstick sales got a huge lift from the song.
It's all the gay girls. It's all the gay girls wanting to kiss other girls.
I'm dead fucking serious. I'm dead fucking serious. I'm dead fucking serious. I'm sure. I'm 100%.
No, I absolutely believe that.
Okay. I kissed a girl, Katy Perry. Perfect. Also, FYI, if you do kiss a girl and you have a boyfriend, that's still cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Just a big FYI. My fiance likes to point out shit in shows, and she's like, Jason, is that cheating? I'm like, well, she's like, it's cheating.
Well, we know how she feels about it.
I associate this song with VH1 music videos. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah. Obviously. You
know, oh, yeah, yeah. Because I saw your reaction. It was more like in disgust. This is a band for the middle class right wingers. And this is also the band that performed at Trump's inauguration.
I'm mad because you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. I love this song. This is a great song. It was a lot of fun. I would vote for this song sometimes if there were no other music videos I could vote on my AOL free minute account. So MTV2 would have, if you logged online to their website, and I forgot what show it was, but you could vote for what was the next video. And so they would live show all
the remember seeing that. I never voted, remember song, but I remember
I think it was called
it
Control Freak. I think that's what the show was called. And so you could vote for these. And I was like, you know what? I'm in a mood to hear Kryptonite.
You got to sometimes.
That would be it.
Sometimes you got to be a middle-aged right winger, you know?
Or a 9-year-old with no music taste whatsoever. Too. It's just a choose a song.
One in the same. One in the same.
I'm sure. I wish I could. I think we should make a mall playlist because 100% this was always
playing.
Oh my
god, we should.
In like the whole.
Why? How have we?
We should make a mall.
We should do a whole episode on mall music. How have we not done that?
We should record it in like an empty mall because that's all malls are now. They're just fucking empty.
I don't know, not in Georgia.
That's true. Georgia's open. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what's next. What? All right. I don't know if you know that this is a little older than 99, but this is still a bop. If you can recognize this song, this is a song that was played in Rush Hour, the first one. Can I Get A by Jay-Z featuring Ja Rule and Emil. So this is early Ja Rule, like early Ja Rule.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, what? That was Ja. This is a great song. This, I kind of had to mess around with a lot of the years since this is strictly a 2000s jam, but the minute I found this song, I was just like,
I mean, if it's a song that you jam to in the summer in 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make it count.
Jay-Z had massive summer hits.
Oh, yeah.
There's, I think to me, hip-hop was, growing up, I've just found their songs always reminded me of summer days.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, like, summer jams, or it's a lot of, like, hip-hop and pop and, you know.
Because it just woke you up in the summer, blasted shit loud. Like, I think before I started working from home, I in like the making of the playlist, I would blast this shit in my car.
And I will say, like, I know we differ here, but like for me, country music is always a summer thing. For me, like I don't listen to country music.
No,
in the winter. Country music
is
the thing I like. Like that's like slower, more acoustic stuff. I want to listen to at nighttime, hanging outside. I want to listen to the more upbeat stuff with the windows down on a nice day. Like that's what it's for.
Yeah.
But I don't think I really put any country on here, at least not like country, so.
No, yeah, that's absolutely true. To me, I do agree with you because I've known a lot of people that during the summer it's just country, like hard country.
It's just the vibe.
And that is also pretty synonymous with summer music. Yeah. It's not fun to be on a farm in like the middle of November.
Yeah, exactly. Cold. It's cold, it's muddy, not cool.
So our friend, our good friend Grace from the other podcast, It's 2 a.m. I would put this song on every playlist we ever made. And she was like, what the fuck is up with you in this fucking song? I'm like, I fucking love this song. Underneath It All by No
it's
Doubt.
It is a great song. I will give you that. And it's a good summer song.
This is a song that made everybody move in slow motion. It just makes you automatically
move. Oh, yeah. It's a great song. Great song.
It's a great song for yoga.
Also, just in general, love No Doubt. I just love No Doubt in general, though.
I put a lot of No Doubt in here. A lot of No Doubt.
Good stuff. Just a Girl, a classic.
This is one of the few times when ska... when they just evolved from ska to more pop rock, and this had a very reggae feel.
It works so well, though.
So good. All right. So this is more of a me song. This is the theme for Madden 2002. For all my boys out there that play this shit, the menu song, Mathematics by Mos Def. Song goes hard.
Just so you know, Jason's having a lot of fun with this. He's dancing, he's got he's using fingers to do something. It's all very unclear.
I love this song. I bless the shit the time. Mos Def's first album was a classic. No, you don't really need to say anything else. Straight up, Mos Def. For all the real hip hop heads. Hip hop. What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby. I was listening to this song this morning. This song is for broke people that spend more money than they own. People, my favorite YouTube comment in this video was, this is for the guys that drive $500 cars with $3,000 rims. This is like the song for that shit. The best lyrics are, can't pay my rent because all my money's spent, but that's okay because I'm still fly.
Straight up.
I'm broke, but I still look good. Still fly by the big timers. Baby and Manny Fresh. Brucka, Manny Fresh. They had a few hits and they broke up pretty early on in the 2000s and they just split up and did their own thing. But this was like, oh man, the song came out of the shit fucking knocked during the summer. And so I fucking love this song. I'm sure this was in your rotation too.
Every day. Every morning I listen to this song. Every morning. It's like my wake up thing. My routine.
Because you're broke and you're still fly.
Exactly. You know? It's a song I can really relate to.
Right? It's really relatable. Mm-hmm. It's relatable content. Is everyone triggered now?
So triggered.
Do you feel triggered right now?
Incredibly triggered.
Dripping all over my body.
Wow.
This is off the Sweat album by Nelly. Flap Your Wings. Drop Down and Get Your Eagle On. Catherine, can you drop down and get your eagle on?
I don't know what that means. Sounds kinky.
You flap your wings. Basically, you squat down all the way down, and you move your legs like that.
I could work with that. I could do that. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
No one does that anymore.
It seems like an odd move to just like drop out of nowhere in the club, but you know what? I'll give it a try. Even though
you should look up the video.
I don't really go to clubs. I just kind of go to like bars. So do you think it'd be weird if I just like dropped to the middle of the floor and just started like doing that to a bop? Would that be weird?
I'm sure they've seen worse things. You know, it's not like you're setting the bar on fire. Looking at you, Britney Spears. So Flappy Wings by Nelly. Nelly had summer hits. Like, I talked to a coworker, or a former coworker, and she was just like, Nelly is just summer hits.
It's true.
Really what his career was made out of, summer
I feel like Nelly probably just, like, waited till the summer to be like, yeah, this is the only time to drop music.
Once he saw May, he was just like, it's my turn,
he knows
bitch.
What's up, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. They got them skill on chip. Time to ball. Some give it up. Some give it up. Some give it up. To our girls. 5 billion and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl. All my girls. All my girls. Time to ball. Say. Well, I wonder where the dark pool. I want to be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature. Fish and tell you from the storm. Hold on. Girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I want to be the papa. You can be. Sean Paul's the shit.
It's such
Sean
a
Paul's
good song.
The fucking shit. Sean Paul's gonna be at my wedding. Sean Paul's gonna be at my funeral. Sean Paul's a fucking shit.
Cue the Let's Talk About the 2000s podcast where Jason says if it plays at his wedding, take a drink.
If it plays at my wedding, bro, take a fucking drink, bro. Sean Paul, temperature. Sean Paul.
It's so good. It's so good. That is,
you know, he still makes bops.
Perfect People summer jam. That's the kind shit. Of summer jam. It's like you dance and you having a good time.
That's the summer jam yeah. I want.
Good summer jam. 10 out of 10.
Hmm. I think you can. Can you wait? All right. My fiance wants to print, and the printer's like right next to the mic.
I mean, we can wait a minute. If she needs to do that.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. Nah, she doesn't need it now. So it's like, all right, bet. Sean Paul, bet. Temperature.
I love that when I was giving you updates on when I was ready, your bets just continually got longer and longer with more T's.
Bet. Sean Paul is summer. Sean Paul is the sun in my life. Yeah, Sean Paul, never die. Have you heard of this band? The Bravery?
Yes. Yes.
So,
I forgot
this
about
one
them
of my
until
favorite
you
bands
said
that
name,
up.
And then I just, like, had a moment.
This is one of my favorite bands ever that doesn't exist anymore, and that makes me sad. This was such a fucking good
band. I don't think
band.
I've listened to them since the 2000s.
They were, like, post-punk. They were, like, post-punk rock.
Yeah.
And... it was very, they were like their first album, that first tour, they were just drenched in all leather, all tight leather, you know, and like this big sounds like they have such a great sound. Yeah. And that first album is like untouchable. And Fearless by The Bravery. I highly recommend looking up the music
that,
video.
That song I know.
Because the entire band is strapped to jet skis. They're strapped to speedboats and are racing down like the Miami like beach or like wherever they were. They were just on like a river, mm-hmm. and the like all of them are strapped to the boat. The drummer, the keyboardist, and they're just like weaving in and out in the water. It was fucking crazy. That is also a video I voted for a lot on the MTV.com website.
I believe it
because that. Yo, the video was fucking awesome. I'm just like, yo, this band is untouchable. And I think their first two singles, their music videos were all in black and white.
Very nice. Also, I need another beer.
You want to go get it? Go get it. I would just fill in time. So Catherine's going to get another beer. I'm literally watching her walk out to get another beer. It's the worst thing ever. Yeah, so I guess this is our commercial break. So I hate that I know that microphone's pretty good and I can hear it all. Look at her complain about us. Piece of shit. When you edit this, I hope you hear this. You motherfucker. I wish you were taller. I'm such a fucking dick. But we're all having fun. Hey,
what's up?
I'm back. Welcome back.
I think I should just shotgun
Welcome
this
back.
One.
Yeah,
reach
do
peak
it.
Bro energy.
Well, I mean, you're gonna have to clean up. You're gonna have to clean up the mess anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean our livers are small now. Like I can't drink shit anymore.
Yeah, mine's. I think I'm getting my tolerance back up. The amount of overtime I've worked the last couple months has really driven me to an edge. So I've been working on that a lot lately.
By the time this drops, we'll be past Cinco de Mayo, and we're having a big Zoom party.
We'll see how that goes.
It's my idea. That's going to be fun as shit. And funny enough, I have to work that night. I'm still going to be working, but I'm going to get fucked up.
I love that for you.
I get trashed, bro. I'm going to get fucked up.
I think
wasted.
I actually have that day off, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. I got my schedule, but, you know, I'm off at 10. All I got to do is answer emails and transfer shit, so let's see if I can do it drunk. I'm sure my boss will approve.
I love that for you.
No one listens to this
show. Well, today at work, one of my coworkers was going to Kroger. He's like, "You need anything to drink?" And I'm just like, "Well, I could use a real stiff margarita right now." He just turns the person next to me and goes, "You need anything to drink?"
Catherine's hat is going to fly off in this next song. I promise. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Your hats, your hair is going to fall off. All right, here we go.
You know, funny actually story. So lately at work, the morale's been really low. So they put together my manager and another person I work with put together a very, very long playlist of all the semi PG songs they could find. And I'm standing there, and a Smash Mouth song comes on. And it's not one of, like, the really big ones. It's one that we've talked about in an episode before. I think the word sun is in it. Like, Walking on the Sun.
Walking on the Sun.
So that came on, and I almost lost my mind. And it took me, like, a full minute to realize why it was so familiar. And then I realized it was Smash Mouth. And I'm like, why this song? Why did they see this song and be like, yeah, we gotta put this song on here?
This is it. This is the fucking jam.
I know they also put the Kidz Bop version of Anaconda on there at my request, so.
Oh, my God. Catherine, you're so fucking problematic.
I think so, too. I try my best.
So, Smash Mouth. Every time I hear this song, I think of two things. The movie Mystery Men, cult classic, in my opinion, and the very beginning of Shrek.
Yeah.
When he's waking up and he walks out from his, like, tree trunk house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I think about. Summer, all-star, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. We have an entire episode on Smash Mouth. Just go listen to that.
It's true, yeah. Go, just go listen to that. It's a good one, I think.
So this is where I cry.
Yeah.
sort of like I cry tears. My whole soul is draining out of my eyeballs. Helena, So Long and Good Night by the gods of our souls, My Chemical Romance.
Some big emo shit. Oh, God. Now this is a MySpace song.
Whenever My Chemical Romance plays, Hannah, like, stops.
Hannah just, like, I can, just I just, and you know the look on her face that she's probably making, you know?
You feel the force.
You know exactly.
It's just a complete distress. It's complete distress.
Yep, just distress.
Yeah. So this song, I want to say, I may be wrong, someone can correct me, but I won't care. I think this song was out around September, October, because I remember the music video dropped. And it was the whole funeral ceremony, procession, and like all the dancers, and then homegirl inside the casket. This song is still a summer bop, even though it was a rainy day during the whole fucking music video. This song is the fucking shit. This song is awesome. Mm-hmm. Don't give a fuck what you think.
That's true.
You know damn well, anyone, if this is playing anywhere, you're gonna stop and you're gonna want to sing this shit.
Yeah, you're gonna stop and Easy. You're just gonna it slaps. Again, it's a song that slaps and your summer jams need to slap.
It's also another way, instead of stop, drop and roll, you can stop and sing this song, and the fires will
this
go
This is
out.
The song that you listen to when it's storming during the summer. You know, like a classic summer storm.
Hot rain. Hot rain.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you fuck with this band?
Who's it by again?
This is the Empire of the Sun. I believe they're from Australia or New Zealand.
There are a handful of songs. I don't really have a strong opinion of them either way.
They have really good
bops. I like the songs I know by them. I just don't know enough about them to have a full, like, fully formed opinion.
I think this came out like 2009, I want to say. I first listened to that song, We Are the People by Empire of the Sun. I first heard that 2011, I want to say. We were going to Free Fest, and my friend's a big Empire of the Sun fan. Like, this dude has seen them in concert 5 mm-hmm. times. And I heard the song, I was just like, what is this? What does this feel good? Like, what is this? He's like, oh, it's Empire of the Sun. I was like, what the fuck? This shit slaps. Mm-hmm. I love it. They make good bops. So if you're into just feel good, good vibes, this is like that band.
Oh, yeah.
It's good shit.
Yeah, they're good for that.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. Drinks his White Claw like the hardcore bro he is.
The angst is feeling this White Claw flavor. Black Cherry.
White Claw, Black Cherry, flavor. And angst.
And I'm about to break. One Step Closer by Linkin Park. The angst. Have you seen the reaction videos of Mike Shinoda watching kids watch his music videos? It's really funny. He was just like, we were so angsty. He's like almost disgusted.
Become
by it.
Self-aware.
Yeah, and they were just like, is this Linkin Park? And he was like, my hair was like red. So he's like, I don't know what the fuck we were doing. It is. We have come a long way,
very
people.
Long way.
This is a fucking, this first album. If angst was all contained into an album, it was this mm-hmm. one. It was all Hybrid Theory. The shit like fucking knocked. And the shit got you amped, and you were 12. Wanted to scream at your parents for not letting you go to the mall.
Jason's not speaking from personal experience at all. Hypothetical.
No, I mean, honestly, we're all relating to this shit. There's plenty of us out there. It's just like, y'all, like, your mom or dad was just like, you're not going to the mall. And she's like, no, my friend's going. Like, you just got
I don't know.
Shit,
I was never a mall teen.
I could see that.
I think it's because I never had any money.
So the point wasn't to go because that's you had true. Money. The
just
point was
like
to go, walk around, and just be
that's
hoodlums.
Why malls
that's
hate
it.
Teens.
That's why malls mm-hmm. hate teens and people hate
to
teens.
To be fair, that's the same. That's right. How I go to malls now is just like, I just want to walk around. I don't have any money. I'm not going to buy anything because I don't have any money. But I'm an adult now. I still don't have any money.
I do love that. I know what you're going to sound like in your old age.
Yeah. I made the mistake of going to a mall in a Buckhead down here in Atlanta. I can't afford anything in that entire mall. Cut
awesome. And now I did.
I mean,
because we're going to get sued. I think this is the episode where we finally get sued.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Can't wait. I don't care. Umbrella, Rihanna, Jay-Z, classic,
yeah.
Bob, classic
iconic,
album.
Iconic,
amazing
truly
album.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Umbrella, Ella.
A.
And she has literally ruined the word umbrella because immediately people start saying the lyrics.
Umbrella.
Hey, where's my
umbrella?
Ella, Ella, A.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I never heard of that one before. If anyone does that to you, you should chop them in the
it's
throat.
That's true, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're just trying
the,
to find your umbrella.
That's the correct and logical reaction.
Yes. You're just trying to find your umbrella. Umbrella. Okay. next one. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right.
one's self-explanatory. Self-explanatory.
Imagine anyone singing this song as a preteen in the car with their parents when the radio's on, and they're just singing this shit. And there was no way to capture this moment, and you just see the embarrassment in your parents' faces.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking amazing. This is like embarrass so many people. Imagine you just saying 11 and saying, "My milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard."
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you shouldn't have milkshakes. Especially if you're lactose intolerant. Shit ruins you.
It's true.
Yeah.
But.
Milkshake.
Truly iconic.
By Khalees.
Still iconic, honestly.
Never ceases to amaze me. People still blast this shit. You should blast this playlist at your 2000s parties, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. This feels like those 2000s parties that they have at, like, clubs and bars.
This
like,
song
throwback
plays.
Party this Friday.
This song plays there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Let's see. Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Fireman by Lil Wayne. Lil Wheezy.
I hate it.
Wayne. Wayne was arguably one of the greatest rappers of the first of the 20 of the 2000s. Arguably one of the best rappers. Fireman. This fucking beat is fire. I highly recommend listening to the remix by Lupe Fiasco because he fucking tears this song apart. Completely rips this song apart. It's so good. Lil Wayne just had... This man had, you know what's a lost art that he was really good at was making not albums, but mixtapes. This man had 100 mixtapes to his name. I had friends that had every mixtape he dropped. Because he'd drop an album and then two mixtapes with like 20 other songs. And it's like, there's so much content. It's just constant content. And they're not all online anymore. You got to find this shit. You know, so... Big ups to Wayne, you know, I love it. What song did you think this was?
It's hard to tell with the sirens.
Because you were psyched. You were, like, ready. I was like,
yeah.
What the fuck did
I don't
Captain
even remember.
Buffalo
it
Wayne?
Triggered something in me. I don't remember. Yeah. Like, I don't even, I'm not even entirely sure what song, but sounded exactly like the sirens from some other song that, like, I'm trying to remember. Again, it just triggered a reaction in me. That song though, was also, like, a win in my book, just not, I think, what my brain was expecting.
This is a song that you added.
It was? Hello. Oh, this next one. Okay, this song was iconic in my childhood. Iconic. Okay. See, this song...
I've never seen Catherine so aggressive in my
look.
Life.
This song...
She got hype as shit. Her hair was flying everywhere.
All the girls like, yeah, I have my lip gloss be popping. And also, like, come on. 2000s was the decade of lip gloss. Like, lip gloss was the thing.
I hate it.
Like,
lip
you go into Bath and Body Works and it's just lip gloss everywhere. You know? You couldn't walk 5 minutes without finding a middle schooler with way too much sparkly lip gloss on. It was the look.
Doug, it was...
This song
is
quintessential 2000s.
Shit was dripping from, like, people's mouths.
It was. And looking back, disgusting. However, at the time... I'm a chapstick bitch now. However...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we're all chapstick
bitches now. I still probably... I think I still own lip gloss, probably from the 2000s. Because,
Lord.
I could go look right now. I think I have some in there, but who knows?
I don't fucking doubt it. Okay, lip gloss by Lil Mama. We all loved it. This was like her one major hit.
One hit wonder. One major hit.
People hear those piano chords and you just start
crying. Jason just ducked out a frame. He's having a minute.
Alicia Keys, ugh. If I Ain't Got You, this is
I
one of those.
I truly do stand.
She's one of the purest artists I've ever heard
so
in my life.
Much. I love her so
one
much.
One of the cleanest voices, yes. One of the cleanest soulful voices ever of our generation. Yeah. I don't think she gets enough love. Sometimes, like, she hosted the Grammys twice or some shit.
I think so, yeah.
She hosted it alone, and she played piano. She played two pianos at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's talent.
Icon status,
that's
yeah.
Untouchable talent. She's a fucking icon.
And her
like,
voice, just
her first album, I highly recommend. Like, her voice is amazing.
I can't remember if this is on the untouched. Playlist. I it's hope untouched. It is. But Fallen.
Ugh. I think it's here.
So good.
I don't know,
it's
I don't know
so
if I'll get
good.
To it.
I'll save it in case it comes on.
I fucking
love it. I love it. I just
Fall Out Boy.
The joy,
a little less 16
the
candles.
The joy
a
that
more
instilled
me.
In me, man.
We just if I could just like hop
this
around.
This is the most joy I felt all day. I need to go listen to some Fall Out Boy right now.
I should buy this first album on.
Why haven't you yet?
I don't know. I had an argument recently with a friend of mine because I don't know if you saw like those chart, like those music charts. People have been like posting up like it was pop rock or like punk rock of like the 2000s or whatever, and it was this band was greater than this band, and so it was Fall Out Boy against I want to say
oh like those the brackets
Panic.
That's
Panic
what you're talking
the disco.
About
yeah so those 2000s brackets, and so it was Fall Out Boy and Panic, and my friend said Panic was way better, and I was just like incorrect because Panic isn't even a band, it's just Brandon Urie. All it is. Fall Out Boy consistently for three albums had major fucking hits. Panic at the Disco, you listen to the only song anyone ever listened to, and that's it. Fall Out Boy, you can listen to what 10 I can name. And they're just bops.
Panic.
Good,
I feel like
good writing.
Their
Brandon
first
Urie,
album,
no discrediting.
Their first album is where like all their iconic songs are. They have a couple others that are well known enough that like if you listen to that kind of music, you know them, and like they might be iconic to you, but they're not like iconic everywhere, you know. And
you only go see Brandon Urie live to go hear the one fucking song.
And after, let's be real, after 9 in the Afternoon. There weren't any universally iconic songs after that. Like, if you listen to Panic, there might be songs that you consider universal, but they are not songs that, like, or that are iconic, but there are no songs that everyone can agree, like, oh, yeah. Like, Fall Out Boy has so many universally loved hits, you know?
Yeah.
So many.
Brandon Urie is the better singer. Fall Out Boy has the better music, so...
Yeah,
that's that, and anyone else
it's
is
true,
wrong.
Yeah, and also like as is... I've like grown more, I enjoy Fall Out Boy more. When I say Fall Out Boy, I mean like old Fall Out Boy. I'm not talking about what they're currently doing. This is like completely ignoring anything after 2010 for both bands.
This song, so this next song is my senior year in high school.
Oh my god!
Oh no! You know a lot of girls. Hold on.
Jason is vibing so hard right now. He's having the time of his life.
I mean, was this not a bop?
It like, was 09? Definitely a bop.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely a bop.
Shit hit, dude. I used to not like Drake when he first came on the scene. I thought he was soft, that he was fucking horseshit. Mm-hmm. But then as I grow older, I'm just like, dude, he's been making hits for more than 10 years now.
He's proved himself, yeah.
He's dropping.
He's actually one I feel like we don't really talk about ever.
Because he was more in the 2010s.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because early Drake was like, oh, that's a kid from DeGrassi who got shot. You know,
yeah,
Jimmy.
I mean, it's fair.
Oh, Jimmy, wheelchair Jimmy. And this was early on when people would make the wheelchair to Jimmy memes.
Yeah.
So it was just like everywhere. It was so funny. Yeah, so of course you got a snippet of the next song. So let's just hear the song that Catherine blasts in her shower. Let me see if I can find the part that's like, you know, the part.
So good. This song makes me think of Guitar Hero also, because I definitely had it on Guitar Hero growing up.
Oh my God.
So I just sat there and played this song on Guitar Hero all goddamn day.
Dude, Korn, Freak Out of
So
Leash.
Good. It's so good.
Need I say
good.
More? Need
so
I say
good.
More?
This is another more? Song we've talked a lot about, as it deserves.
New metal.
That new metal is a large part of the reason we even started this podcast. So huge shout out to new metal right now.
play that Disturbed sound clip. Oh my God, that's how people sound like when they have Rona.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, offensive time. All right, so this next song, this song title has ruined the word for me forever. I want to see if you could take a guess what word.
This is a 23-hour long playlist, Jason. There are a lot of words in there.
All right. I'll just play it. I'm going to play it from like where I think is the chorus. So I can see on Catherine's arm that gel bracelets have appeared and a tie around her neck just somehow appeared too. It's just like, why are you wearing a tie? Ties and tank tops.
I just love that she wears ties. You know, she's not like other girls. She's complicated.
She's not like the other girls. Yeah, she's complicated. Yeah, so this song has ruined the word complicated for
good.
Me forever.
Good. If I thought of this song every time someone said the word complicated, I'd be happy. I'd die happy.
I'll be in a work meeting and be like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So this is making it really complicated for us. I'm just like,
complicated.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, she's totally ruined this word for me. Avril Lavigne, the queen.
We do.
Forever.
We do stand. We have no
stand
choice
forever.
But to stand.
Stand forever.
I feel like we should do
a Canadian skater.
I feel like we should do an episode on Avril Lavigne someday. I feel like she deserves it.
We did talk about how she was a clone.
That's true. That was our conspiracy theory episode.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm only going to play the first like 5 seconds of the song, and I'm just going to see your face. Hold on. I feel like I should record it.
I'm scared.
I promise it's going to be good.
Oh, I don't like it. No, I'm really scared.
All right. Ready? Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go.
I hate you so much. I hope you're happy. Just like
I am,
all
dude.
I need are those first few notes, and I am just having a time.
It's good shit. It's good shit. I'm so psyched. The Killer's first album is flawless.
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 Doesn't get better.
It never ends. Mm-hmm. I was listening to this in the car the other day, and I'm just screaming. Like, this is one of the, like, it's one of those few bands from the 2000s where you hear the song, you just scream the lyrics.
This is a song you're angry at someone. Blast in the car. You're driving down the highway, like, and you just scream in your car because it's, like, the only place you can really do it without judgment, you know?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It is just too fun.
It's a song that I can't play on Guitar Hero because I get too distracted trying to scream along to actually play any notes.
I just love the band. I love that album. Hot Fuss is
It's so good.
I should also own that on vinyl. Just fucking blast that shit all the time. This shit gets everyone triggered and starts like, you start pointing at your friends. It's like everyone starts to sing. It's like the go-to for like a karaoke.
This is
night.
Another like universally iconic song. Like no matter what kind of music you listen to that song.
No matter what country. Oh yeah, we were talking about this last episode. And now Kanye's going to sue us.
Can't wait. I mean, he hasn't sued us yet from the episode just Kanye. About him. I think we're good at least for now.
These people are stealing my music and making a
maybe
podcast.
Maybe when we hit 10K. How maybe swag? When we hit 10K listens, How? You know? Maybe when we hit 10K.
Oh, I mean, like, we're close.
We are close. We are close.
Ooh, I have an update on that. Someone, I don't know who, someone rated us a 1-star on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, this is news to me. You didn't tell me.
Someone was not a fan of my opinions. Whoa.
Oh, someone didn't like your opinions on
Who did I offend?
I'm gonna have to hear.
Has cancel culture caught up to us?
I can't believe we've been canceled. Yeah. Jason, are we canceled now?
Oh damn. Man, it's over. Shit. We stopped at 50. It's over. No, but they left a 1-star rating, but no review. Cowards.
I want to know.
But we did get another 5-star review.
Be a man, tell us.
So that's good. Oh, I want to know.
If you're a woman, be a man.
Yeah, be a man.
If you're a man, be a woman.
Be a man.
Either way, tell us. We want to know.
If you're a woman, be a man.
Where's Megan? When I think of this song,
this is a song that made our friend gay.
When I think of this song, I think of the time that our friend did karaoke to this song, and the next day woke up and had whiplash because she was was banging her head too hard.
there's video. There's video that night. I have it somewhere in Snapchat where she's just screaming into the microphone and whiplashing on the fucking stage in some crap bar we always went to.
And she gave herself amazing. Whiplash. She gave herself whiplash.
I should post that video.
God. And you.
If you can find it, or one of us finds it, I'm going to post it.
I
know it's somewhere
deep
in the archives.
I don't think I have it.
I feel like I recorded a lot that night.
I think it was you because I don't think I have a lot. And I lost a lot of.
We were all there.
Content.
Oh.
When I broke
Misery Business
when
by
I broke
Paramore.
My phone. We need to.
Oh, finally, finally, Haley Williams, finally, finally, like.
How, why did it take us so 20 long?
20 years later, finally going solo.
Yeah. It's what she deserves.
Going solo. And I was just like
I love Paramore, but she needs to be solo because let's be real, she was.
No, she should have been doing this like 15 years ago. She should have been solo way sooner. She would have been way bigger.
Another icon.
Whatever. But what do I know? I'm just a podcaster. Whatever. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like, na 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 na. Every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like, see, I remember this song
I added
was made
this
to
song
be a kids' bop song
this morning.
Yes, I can tell because I didn't.
Yeah, it is. Look, whether or not you think it's a good song, which it is a summer bop.
Silence.
You have to admit, though, that it is a 2000s summer hit. Whether or not it aged well.
It is triggering.
It did not age well. Triggering. But I hear this song and I am immediately transported to summertime in the 2000s. So this song qualifies.
This song is the equivalent to corking open red wine and leaving it open all week and then realizing it's the only thing you have to drink.
Like, it's not a good song, but it's such, like, it is iconic for the time, I think. It did not age well. It is not a legendary song, it's a song that if you were alive at this time, you knew this song. You knew it. Yeah. And, you know, songs like 100%. That, whether or not we have to like that song and enjoy it, you have to at least acknowledge it. And that's why I added it, because this song deserved to be acknowledged. Not necessarily appreciated.
100%. 100%. I believe Catherine's kind of drunk right now. Because you said acknowledge. You said acknowledge like twice in the same sentence.
Maybe I just don't know how to speak English anymore because...
Huge Carol Baskin vibes right now. Big Carol Baskin
Carol Baskin!
Is that you son of a bitch? Carol Baskin!
Killed her husband. Whacked him. Can't believe me that it didn't happen.
Can you feel that red leather jumpsuit?
God, like, I can see it in my mind's eye. It's right there.
The eyeshadow, the pullback hair.
It is right there. What a look. Hot damn.
I don't have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, I did it again. I feel like this is what she said when she burned down her gym.
She's probably burned down multiple gyms.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's the first time oh my God. Where are all my little monsters at? Who knew 10 years later that she would be, you know, the icon of a generation?
Really, though, she has become so iconic in so many different ways, and I feel like she's one that, especially like nowadays at least, doesn't get a lot of appreciation or acknowledgement.
Yeah.
But she deserves so much of it, you know?
Just Dance by Lady Gaga. I mean,
I have no choice just fucking but to do stand, it. You know?
You think she owns copyright for the games? You think she owns copyright for those games? The Just Dance games? I hope so. She's getting fucking
banked. You know
what?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. She deserves it. I hope she does. I don't think she does, though.
Monster, fuck yeah. Kanye, next one.
Jason is once again vibing.
Beyonce, Naughty Girl.
Beautiful.
Fuck it.
Great,
so
song. Great song. Great song. Great song.
So good. All Beyonce songs that came out during the
Every Beyonce
are
song is iconic. I have never Every met Beyonce a Beyonce song, song I do not like, and Every I stand one. By that.
She's never made a bad song ever. She's never made a bad song ever. It's my most unoffensive statement
ever. It's true.
Ever.
It's true.
Catherine's hiding her face like she's hiding shame,
hiding emotion.
Sum 41 was the band that all Nick movies were
it's
made
true,
out
yeah.
of. all the trailers, it was always a Sum 41 song. And nothing makes me more happier and yet more cringy hearing them sing songs about teenage angst in their 40s.
Yep.
It's amazing and yet weird at the same time. This was my parents' ringtone whenever they called me. I hate that. So I knew who it was.
I hate it.
I knew who it was. Oh, it's my parents. Bing, bing, bing.
Shakira, Shakira.
Everyone's hips are moving right now. Your hips.
I'm like
moving.
In a rolling chair, hips. And I'm trying my best to dance.
Hips don't lie. Those hips don't
they
lie.
They do not
straight
lie.
Up.
They Dog, only
when she played
tell
this at
the
Super Bowl. She played this at the. Oh my god! Amazing, classic Shakira. Amazing. This is Catherine's song that she plays when she's with her parents.
Every day. I'm just like, hey, mom, dad, I got a song I know you'll love. Listen to
and
this.
Then you just, and then like they just hear this.
I honestly, I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this for my parents next time I see them because I know they're going to hate
this?
It. They're going to hear the F word and they're just going to lose their goddamn mind.
Record this as a TikTok. This would be the new TikTok trend. Just play DMX.
Oh my God, yes. Well, you know that that one, I think, I don't remember if it's a Vine or a TikTok or what, but where they're playing that Nicki Minaj song over the speaker and her mom's just like, no, no, no. That's my parents every time I play music with obscenities.
Have you? I know you've seen it. You've seen like those clips where people start playing music for their. They're like, "Hey, I learned how to dance. Watch this!" And they record their parents reacting. They're like twerking.
I
like,
love that. Yeah,
mad nasty in the house. They're just like mortified.
I love those though.
Do this. To
they're
that song.
So good.
So just play DMX. It's like, oh my god, I love this artist. He's so inspiring. It's just like you think it's a motherfucking game. Dog, this song was in so many movies, so many shows.
This song
so many,
brings
like...
me back to my middle school dance. Like this,
Ooh. That's
what this song, Ooh. That's what it, like the first thing it makes me think Ooh. Of. Because I know for a fact this song played at my middle school dance.
My God. That's triggering. That's triggering as shit.
Upsetting. Truly upsetting.
That's very upsetting. Mm-hmm. Low featuring T-Pain and Flo Rida. It's got to be one of the easiest rap names ever.
Honestly.
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
It literally wrote itself. Like, no one else thought of it.
He one day was like, oh, what's my rap name going to be? Looks at address. Flo Rida it is.
I don't know. Maybe he was trying to pronounce Florida when he was learning how to read. And just
Flo Rida? That'd be a good rap name.
It's like, when I was learning to read as a kid, I would call it Flo Rida. And then it kind of, stuck. It's from my early 2000s heads. It's from those 92 years. Sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. This is the summer song. And it's just... Got somebody, she's a beauty, very special. I'm pointing at my fiance. She's not.
She's a girl. Is she ignoring
me.
You?
She can't hear me. She's completely ignoring me.
Love it.
Amazing. Now she listens.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a fucking shit. Wayne Wonder, No Letting Go, because I can't let go of this fucking song.
God!
I was waiting for this to play! Yes!
This is like a summer bop. Bop with a capital B.
So
I am emotional.
I want to do an entire... I want to do an entire episode on the All-American Rejects.
I could. I cannot express
to you the bop that came
so
out of this band.
So iconic. Short-lived, but
these
wow.
These iconic songs.
So good.
Dirty Little Secret. Do you remember the music video? Was it that one when people put their shit on
index
cards?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It was...
I slept
so
with
good.
Your dad, just like
so
random
good.
Shit.
And
so
then,
dirty.
Gives You Hell, iconic. Move Along, iconic. Like, the hits, yes. The hits.
It just never ends. It's May. It's already May. It's May.
It's not going to be May. It is May.
It is May. It is May.
Oh, God.
Catherine's crying.
I feel like an angsty teen again.
Can you just, now just imagine every band had long hair over their fucking face and a
God.
Guitar. Like, this is,
it brings
what an
me
era
back.
We lived through.
It brings
what an era.
Me back.
Just like a group of girls that thought those guys were just like, wow, he's really cute and you can't even tell which
mm-hmm,
one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, Trank, bitch.
Amazing. Classic. Waka Flocka, Roscoe Dash, blah,
a
blah, blah,
summer
blah, 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 blah. Waka Flocka Flame is the best
summer
shit ever.
Summer bops.
Oh my God.
Jason Derulo.
Derulo. Oh
we could
God,
probably
terrible.
Get like I part of what I want to do is just get any song,
song
and just like
so
insert
is...
just in the middle Jason Derulo, you know.
So Catherine, this is the song.
Oh no.
That when you die, this is what's gonna play.
I'm scared.
Or just like any big life moment that you have when you're like if you're getting married, you're having a kid. This is like it. Two things. This is the theme for every bad action
yes.
scene ever.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is the theme for when The Undertaker was a biker. for those real wrestling heads out there, when the biker taker was out there. Brr, 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 he showed up in a chopper and a red bandana.
So good.
You know.
So good.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to this when I went to Target to go buy new Joy-Cons for my Switch, and I was just like, this is a really bad chorus. Like the pre-chorus is really, there's no rhythm mm-hmm. to it. Whatsoever.
Yeah.
but that chorus just fucking smacks.
Yeah.
It was a trailer for like Rollerball. You ever seen
no.
Rollerball? It was a remake of an old movie and it was with Ice Cube. No, it was with LL Cool J and I want to say Chris something, but it was a really terrible movie. I highly recommend it.
Thank you.
Can you feel like you're getting clad camo outfits on your body right now?
Oh my god, yes.
That's all that music video was. This was like female empowerment times a thousand.
People still listen to this song for it.
Survivor, yeah. Miss Independent, you know, it's classic. It's for my real hip hop heads. Fucking T.I. Rubber Band Man, T.I. I fucking love this song. This dude had fucking... I love T.I. Early T.I. is like his first few albums. They were just like hits, and he grew as an artist, and he grew as a business guy. Dude's an actor now. Doing real problematic shit, but he's still... these are still classics. I don't give a fuck. Catherine is like... Her aura is white. Her aura is just white right now. 1985 Bowling for Soup. I mean, I can already see the feels.
I know I added right this song, yeah. I mean, classic. What else do I have to say?
Just seeing you vibe, just I can already see you driving to the mall to go to Claire's to get your ears pierced again.
Only been with one man. What happened to her plan? She could have been an actress. She could have been a star.
Girls, I do a tar. Just a bunch of drunk guys in the fucking studio.
Basically, yeah.
And, like, when I first heard it, I was just like, you guys are fucking trash right now. So, this is not a big radio hit ever, but this is a song that reminds me of summer. It's called Go Go Gadget Flow by Lupe Fiasco. God. I promise if you listen to it, that shit just fucking goes. No, not this song. Fucking, I can talk about this guy for fucking hours. Hey! So this next song, I got a quick preview of it, is one of my most hated songs I've ever heard in my life. And I promise when you hear it, you might... I don't know if you'll agree with me, but it is a summer bop. It is a summer bop. But I can't stand it.
Oh.
I fucking hate B.O.B.
It's...
You know B.O.B.'s a flat earther?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. So I fucking can't stand this song. It's just the worst fucking thing ever.
At the time...
It was a summer bop. That's why I slapped it on
here. At the time, it was it, you know? Like, but yeah, no, it didn't age well.
No, I can't. Yeah. Great. You know, do you think Justin brought sexy back?
No.
Okay, so to answer that question.
I think I don't believe that any skinny white boy is capable of bringing sexy back, you know?
All right. I'm going to try and power through these, and I just want quick reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah. Great song.
Okay.
Also a great song. Iconic, truly iconic. This is a very iconic song and definitely a summer bop.
Also, this is the first song I added on here.
This deserves to be the first song on here. It should be. What a bop.
It should. This song reminds me of the Crunk Party we inadvertently started.
Inadvertently, it feels kind of purposeful.
Because we had done the Crunk episode, and then we went to the party, and then we just started.
Because it was music. Because it was lame. It was so lame. Boring. Everyone was bored, and then we started blasting Crunk music. And even though in like what it was like 2019, people started having more fun because.
Yeah. And then we immediately left because that's what fucking.
Yeah, then we left immediately after people started having fun.
This is a great one. This is a classic. Please feel triggered. Now tune into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off, nigga. I got you. Yeah. If you're feeling like a pimp, nigga, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies, it's pimp, so go and brush your shoulders off. Yes.
Good song.
Yes.
Summer Bob.
The song played in like the teen movie where the protagonist finds out the moral of the story and has to go chase after the girl.
You're right. So good.
This is that song. Here's a triggering song. This is a song that reminds me of California, and I kind of hate it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But also iconic.
Yeah. Also, I kind of like this band. This is like just a weird guilty pleasure. I'm like, I kind of enjoy Yellow Card. Okay?
That's like, I don't think I've ever heard someone tell me that they enjoy, like, that they just like listen to Yellow Card.
So I don't willingly listen to it, but if I hear Lights and Sounds and like Ocean Ave, I'm just okay, like, fuck yeah, like hell yeah. So it's just like I have to. I always need No Doubt, and Hella Good.
It's true.
Hella
Good. It's true.
Are you recording me?
I might be.
No, what's worse is that you can't hear the music because it's in your headphones.
Well, what's the song called again? I'm blanking.
All the things
Thank
she said
you.
By Tattoo.
It is a bop.
Yes, it is the bop. Here's a so Ludacris. I'm gonna play a Ludacris song, and this was like the song. Get back, move, bitch. Classic.
It is a classic. Yeah.
Missy Elliott, Lose Control. This next song, I was told, is quintessential summer.
So, it really yes. is, though.
So, this next song is one of the first songs I heard as a kid. And this is a song I want to be played at either my wedding and mm-hmm. or funeral as I like come in or I'm being lowered down to yes. my grave. Speak, Big Pimpin. Big Pimpin. Let's continue with Nelly again, because, well, that was Jay-Z. But this is a song that defined my era of shoes. And this is the equivalent to the Adidas song by Run DMC. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so, no.
Jumping in my Air Force Ones. My Air Force Ones. My Air Force Ones. So this song came out and everyone had Air Force Ones immediately after that.
That checks out.
Yeah. So this next track is like summer for me, and when I found it again, I played it nonstop for a week. That's your ass or your mama have reindeer.
Love it.
Great lyric.
Iconic.
Is it true? Apparently reindeers have humongous asses, according to Nelly.
Very fun.
Yes. Here's a song for Catherine. I love that music video.
It's good. It's a good one.
I love that music video. What are some really good ones I have not touched?
We should wrap up soon, though, because we are at over 2.5 hours. Or not 1.5 hours, sorry.
An hour and a half. Yeah. It's our 50th episode. It's our biggest one. Because then the next one would just be like half an hour. It would be more digestible. This is after your breakup. You can go to a karaoke night with your girls.
Oh my god, yeah.
And this song comes on.
That's exactly what it is.
This song comes on. Here's a summer song. Summer. Summer's fuck. This is you, your friends at a bonfire wearing a Hollister shirt.
I'm so mad because you're right.
And the one guy brings out a guitar because he's been practicing.
That's
for like
exactly
a week.
What this song is.
Because he's trying to impress Heather. There's always a Heather.
Oh my god.
Drive by Incubus. I love this band still. I still love this band. This next song is the theme for rom-coms and teen movies during the first half, where like the hero is trying to find out his purpose in the journey. Can't you feel like the turning point in the film or something?
I can.
Did you just feel it?
I can feel it already.
It's gross. It's gross. It's very disgusting. Let's see. I feel like it's got to be some few good ones left. Oh, here's for some reason this song reminds me of that one party after I forgot what year. It's probably 2015, 2016, but we were at. I'll just say his name. We're at Mike's house, and everyone was there. And this is like the song that I always like remind myself is like associated with this shit.
Oh my god, you're right though. You're so.
I don't know why I associate that song with that party.
Thank you. See, classic. I do have some memories from that night, but that song isn't one of them.
Oh my god, you were fucking blacked out, dude.
I was not.
That was so fun.
Because I remember the night, but I do have a series of like, what, like 30 photos?
Thanks for the Members by Fall Out Boy.
Classic.
So this next song is, I'm going to tell the meme after I play it. About domestic abuse. I found a meme that showed a guy pushing a girl who was on a wheelchair, and like the quote went, "Do you feel like a man when you push her around?"
Oh my god! I hate it.
My fiance's shaking her head
at me. As she should.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up with some good shit, and then we're gonna wrap this up with some real good shit. Here's a good one. Jennifer Lopez. I've had a lot of Jennifer Lopez intake.
I love J-Lo, though.
24
She's
hours.
So good, though.
So good, man. So good. So good. Let's go for another J-Lo classic, because she's had so many. Yes, she's still Jenny from the block.
She is still Jenny from the block.
She's still Jenny from the block. The black. Let's listen to the Puerto Rican national anthem. You can immediately feel your jeans turn to low-rise jeans and a thong appearing
it's
on
true.
Your body. This is like the OG. This is like the song.
Yeah.
To get trashy at. This is a song that all Hispanics feel attacked and yet have to dance. it's a very triggering song for us. Yes. So. Oh, no, I'm not ending on that. No. No way can I end it on that. All right, so you get a choice. How are we going to end this? You get one song, but it's got to be a feeling. You want a bop? You want like a nasty bop or like a feel-good bop? This is like
with what's going on right now, let's go with a feel-good bop. We need more of those right now.
A feel-good bop?
Yeah, let's go with a feel-good bop.
Okay. This is the last song of this episode, and then we're going to go and leave forever. All right. I think I might have found it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I haven't found it.
You're just stalling. You're stalling.
I am stalling. It's really bad. Oh, all right. I found it. So this is the song. I promise. This is this song. Okay. Ready? Here we go. We love. and now we're done.
Wow.
Do you just feel so triggered? Like, how... This is such a triggering episode.
It is. This song really
feel it. It's exhausting. Whew. I can see all the beer sweat coming out of your pores.
I can feel it, you know?
It's gross. You're just oozing
like
hops.
the first note hit and the sweat just started coming out.
I mean, wasn't that like the first lyric? It's like you got this thing, the sweat drips to like some shit. I don't fucking know. But it's just such a fucking... I was like, what's the song? What's like a song? I don't care what Catherine says. I'm just going to end it.
It's worth it.
Song.
It's worth it, though. It was a good song.
So worth it. So we're going to make this playlist public. I want you to email me or email us or comment or review that you actually listened to this entire fucking episode.
Because it's a long one.
It's a long one. This is our longest one. I don't think we'll do another long one again because Catherine can't do it. And so it was our 50th episode, and I think it's been fun.
You crying?
2000
you okay?
Jams.
You crying? You crying? Jason? Jason's crying. Oh my god, he's so emotional.
These aren't tears. These are white claw tears.
No.
I can feel the seltzer fly out of my eyes. Like, it's so bad. 50 episodes. If you listen to this entire episode, we will shout you out, and I will personally write you a note for school or work to get you off for a day.
What's your plan for that?
I have no idea, but I'm gonna write Catherine's name down as like the sign. I'm gonna write her name in cursive and just like print it
Jesus.
Out.
Jesus, okay.
This is perfect. So I cannot be implicated. This cannot be used against me in court. It's inadmissible.
Okay, yeah. And forging my signature is perfectly admissible though.
Yeah,
that's fine.
All right, so next episode, emo part two.
Hell yeah.
Long time coming.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so rate, review, subscribe, Apple Podcasts.
And if you leave us one star, we want to know why. Tell us why.
We want to know why.
Leave us a note.
Is it because you hate White Claw?
Leave us a note. Maybe we like feedback.
A post-it.
We won't listen. We're going to keep with our hot takes, but.
Hot takes everywhere. All right, we're done. Out of here. Deuces.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.